Investigators today exhumed the body of suspected Boston Strangler Albert DeSalvo from a cemetery in Peabody following what's been called a breakthrough in the 50-year-old case. Police say new tests match DeSalvo family DNA to the Strangler's last supposed victim, Mary Sullivan, evidence police used to obtain a warrant to exhume DeSalvo's body for further testing. But rather than put to rest speculation surrounding the serial killings, the new genetic evidence and the way it was obtained is raising some new questions. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the new developments in this very cold case.
The first murder was June 14th, 1962. The body of Anna Slessers is found brutally molested, strangled, and murdered in her third-floor apartment near Boston Symphony Hall. For the next 18 months, the killing of women, young and old, continues in communities in and around the city. Reporters dub the murderer the Boston Strangler. This documentary is one of many that chronicle the manhunt.
The police never did find the Boston Strangler. Instead, the Strangler found the police. Almost a year after the last killing, a man stepped forward and claimed that he was the one. He was the Boston Strangler. His name? Albert Henry DeSalvo.
Albert DeSalvo confesses to the murders while awaiting trial for a series of sexual assaults. He describes in great detail the way he killed his victims, especially his last one, 19-year-old Mary Sullivan, who had moved from Cape Cod to a Beacon Hill apartment just 4 days before she was killed. Here's the archival tape of DeSalvo's confession.
I left her on the side of the bed with her head hanging down, her breasts exposed.
I left her on the side of the bed with her head hanging down, her two breasts exposed. She was sitting up.
She was sitting up.
DeSalvo would later recant his confession and was later killed in prison while serving a life sentence for robbery and sexual assault. He was never prosecuted for any of the Boston Strangler murders.
There was no forensic evidence to link Albert DeSalvo to Mary Sullivan's murder until today.
At a news conference at Boston Police Headquarters yesterday, Suffolk County DA Daniel Connolly announced a breakthrough in the investigation of Mary Sullivan's murder.
Advances in the sensitivity of DNA testing have allowed us to make a familial match between biological evidence recovered from the crime scene and a suspect in Mary Sullivan's murder. That suspect is Albert DeSalvo.
For 49 years, investigators had preserved small pieces of a blanket from Sullivan's bed and, using a new genetic test, matched semen found on the blanket with another piece of evidence they recently obtained, explained Connolly.
Boston police retrieved a water bottle that one of Albert DeSalvo's nephews drank from and discarded.
A Boston officer, especially trained in surveillance, took the bottle with the relative's DNA, and two labs would later independently confirm the genetic link. Attorney Elaine Sharp represents the DeSalvo family. She was livid after learning about the new evidence.
To surreptitiously get a sample of his DNA is, I think it's outrageous. I think they should have asked us. We offered to cooperate.
Investigators say they obtained a search warrant for the water bottle and think the new DNA testing technique could help solve other cold case murders. But Boston Police forensic expert Don Hayes says he can't use the new test on genetic samples from the other murders attributed to the Boston Strangler because there aren't any samples.
I never had samples of those other cases. Where those samples went, I don't know. I don't have any information about that.
So the 10 other murders attributed to the Boston Strangler will probably never be solved. And while investigators say the new genetic evidence may be 99.9% proof positive, it's DeSalvo's DNA on Mary Sullivan's blanket, just to make sure they're going to exhume and test his body. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.